Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. There are many, many things that our minds create that we think can cause us unhappiness. But the key factor here is our minds create. The beliefs that we hold in our minds greatly impact us. But here in the United States, and unfortunately around the world, we are being consumed by consumerism. And so much of our unhappiness comes from wishing things were different, wishing we had something else than what we do have. For example, I remember meeting a woman once who had a beautiful daughter, and she was very happy with her daughter, but she really wanted another child. And though her husband really loved her and her daughter really loved her, she was so utterly unhappy because she just wanted a second child. All her mental energy, all her mental commentary went towards that focus, and because of that, she greatly, and I do mean greatly, suffered. Now, to those of us not in this situation, we may think that's funny, but I would encourage all of us to spend some time, maybe stopping this podcast, and just reflecting on what are we focused on that we don't have, because I can guarantee us that if we focus on what we don't have, we're going to be unhappy. We're going to suffer. And it can be really anything. Maybe we think we'll be happy when we lose those extra 50 pounds. Maybe it's when we reach a certain financial level and we get that promotion. Maybe it's for when we meet our soulmate and our lives will then begin. Or, like in this lady's case, maybe it's when we have our first child, just even our one child, and then we'll be happy. The list can be endless. Because the second we fulfill one of our desires, a new desire takes its place, and we just continue to suffer. We may want to be healthy. We may want to get a better grade on our tests. We may want to get our first vehicle. The list can be endless. In many ways, our lives are like Sisyphus from Greek mythology. He was sent to eternal punishment, and his punishment was that he would roll a rock up the hill. And every time he just got there, the rock would roll back down and he'd have to start all over again. It never ended. And I think sometimes our minds are like that. They just don't stop. No matter what we feel at any age, something very quickly is going to come along and say, now I want that. It's almost shocking. And it can continue throughout our lives. Young children just can't wait to get their present at their birthday. But quickly, often shockingly quickly, they're tired of their new toy and they want to go on to something else. But does this really change? As we get older, we get our new toys, like a new wife, a new car, a new home, and quickly, often shockingly quickly, we get tired of them and move on. We want something different. We're unhappy with what we have, and we're just always pining after something different. So how do we get off this wheel of suffering? Is there any freedom from our Sisyphean task of living? Yes, there is. And it's actually shockingly simple. All we have to do is be happy with what we have. Again, this is so important, I want to repeat it. All we have to do is be happy, be focused on what we have right here, right now. But how do we do this in our daily life? Because our minds very quickly get into focusing on what we don't have. And a lot of it has to do with realizing that's not going to help us. We have to really, really believe that focusing on what we don't have is going to cause us suffering. And focusing on what we have right now, that things that we're blessed with right now, is going to put a smile on our face. In many ways, this is as powerful as E equals MC squared, and just as beautiful and simple. All we have to do is focus on what we have and not focus on what we don't have. To be happy with what we have and not think about what we don't have. It's that simple, yet it's that elegant and that beautiful. So we have to be proactive about this. We have to realize that this philosophy isn't going to make marketers out there very happy. I mean, they spend billions of dollars trying to get us to be unhappy with the way we are so that we'll want something different, so that we'll feel less than. Otherwise, we're not going to spend any money. But I don't want to just blame it on marketers and advertising companies. We do it too. We think about things that other people have, like success, like love, whatever it may be. And because we're thinking about what they have and we don't have, we're unhappy. Instead, what if we focused on what we had, the beautiful things that are in our lives? I mean, we may not have much, but we can have a beautiful life. If you don't know this about me, I really love to spend time at monasteries and know a lot of people who live in monasteries. And when you choose to live a monastic life, you give up everything. And I mean pretty much everything. And yet these people who live such simple lives are often the happiest people I have ever met in my entire life. Period. They are often beautiful people. Now they too sometimes can focus on what they don't have, but they can have nothing and focus on what they do have, not material possessions, but love of life right here, right now, and they're happy, very happy. So why don't we do the same? Why don't we focus on what we do have? Maybe we have a beautiful family, even though we don't have a nice house. Maybe we don't feel very well sometimes, but we get to go for lots of walks out in nature and really enjoy being outside. Maybe we haven't found the love of our life, but we have awesome friends who care for us and who we get to spend time with. The list can go on of things that we do have if we start focusing on what we do have and celebrate that. And again, it doesn't have to be much. Just going for a walk in the early morning when everything is peaceful and still can bring about happiness beyond our wildest imaginations. Just being with friends, connecting with them, loving them can be more priceless than staying at the most grand hotel in the world. The list can go on and on and on of what we do have, of what we can focus on. And by proactively realizing we really need to focus on what we have and stop focusing on what we don't have, then guess what? We'll discover one of the important key secrets of happiness, having happiness right here, right now. And that is, focus on what we have, be happy with what we have, and stop focusing on what we don't have and wishing for that. Then we can live a beautiful, happy life. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next week, accept what is, love what is.